It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care, or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour, plus access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code PODCAST20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's PODCAST20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
One, two, three.
Fuck you.
Katie Afraidy. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and today I am honored to be joined by actor, overall talented human being, Patrick Shadeck. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on here.
Yeah.
We were coworkers.
We were.
For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. You work at the Comedy Store as well.
Yep.
Yeah. And now we're here. You're also a big horror fan.
Huge horror fan. Yeah.
I heard you did every single day of October. You watched a different horror film as well.
Just about, yeah.
Just about. Okay. Yeah. What were some of your favorites that you watched?
Oh man, I saw this one called Bloodsucking Bastards.
Okay.
You know which one I'm talking about?
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
It's like a 2016 movie with Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
And he's a vampire.
Okay.
And it's like a comedy, and it's. You can just see that he was a star back. Well, he was already doing things before that, but like, it was like an indie film, but he just dominated it.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that
was a good one.
Fantastic.
I think I saw the poster. Yeah, Terrifier.
Oh yeah.
That was uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
But
did you watch Terrifier or Terrifier 2?
The second one. Okay. Yeah, second one. And then just kind of go through the classics.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Went through Halloween again. Halloween is like my favorite franchise.
It's so good.
So, but this time I watched the Rob Zombie ones.
Okay, yeah. Those are special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every film, even if it's not good, is good in its own way. Rob Zombie has like a... It's fun to watch. I wouldn't say it's really good, but it's fun.
Yeah, what's that one movie? The Descendants? Is that him?
It's is that like the comedy with George Clooney?
Oh, wait, no.
Or are you thinking the Descent with the cave?
I might be mistaken both. It's the one where Rob's... It's like the family, and it's kind
of
like the...
House of a Thousand Corpses? No. Is that...
The one that Freebird plays at the end. I remember that part. But that movie was crazy.
Okay.
It's like kind of like a play on the Texas Chainsaw Massacre story.
Oh, I think it's...
It's like
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah, that one's crazy.
That one's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also... You told me this story and I didn't believe you, but you were adamant that it was true, and I kind of believe you still, but also kind of don't still. You were the hand in the remake of Evil Dead for the poster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 2013, hand is the...
That's the hand.
That's the hand right there. So what happened was, I forget his name, but the lead actor in that TV show, Banshee.
Mm-hmm.
Who's now in The Boys, I was his body double for the billboard.
Mm.
And when I was in the studio shooting that, they got in a call and they're like, oh, we're looking for a hand model. It needs to have like long fingers, skinny hand. And I was like, oh, how about this one? And then like, oh, are you available tomorrow? $150, run it back.
No.
Shot in a Venice studio. And then we had this makeup artist that she worked with like military people to either prep them for war or to help them with their PTSD when they come back by like doing very detailed wounds and stuff like that on either end for like people that are medics or soldiers.
Okay.
So she did a really good job on my hand, and then they just took a piece of cardboard, cut a little hole, covered it in dirt, took a few photos, and I went home.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And now your hand is in what they didn't even use. They just like filled your hand with like a solid color. They didn't even use.
Yeah, they didn't use like the skin. Yeah. They like animated it almost. Yeah.
But it's that's your hand.
It is.
That's
it really
wild.
Is.
That's wild.
I got a photo to prove it.
You have one photo.
One photo.
The one photo to prove it. Yeah. And it took you what, like, you're like, no, I'm going to find it. And you spent at least 2 hours digging through your photos trying to find it. And we're like,
Google
yeah,
Drive
sure.
was deep in there.
Oh, man. But you found it. I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah. I had to prove it.
Yeah. I mean, you got it. It's a cool thing to be like, hey, that I am a part of this.
Yeah. He has a good resume.
Yeah. It's a good hand. Good hand. So we watched Thanksgiving 2023, yes. Came out last week. This episode's dropping today.
Yep.
Yeah. So quick turnaround, but Eli Roth.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a funny dude.
Yeah,
he's
you know
a
what?
Funny dude.
I totally forgot that Thanksgiving was a fake trailer and Death Proof.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, and I was like, and then I rewatched the trailer again today, and I was like, damn, he inserted a lot of the things from that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Like the parade beheading.
Oh, yeah.
The trampoline.
He's very into finding those because he did that for Cannibal Holocaust, which they're making a documentary called The Green Inferno. And then he made the documentary The Green Inferno.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so you're trying to get in there. I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing.
Yep.
But this movie's about it's like a classic slasher, you know, with the you got, what is it, John Carver?
Mm-hmm.
John Carver, there's a John Carver killer
going
around slicing people up on Thanksgiving because there was a huge Black Friday sale and, you know, people died, which that was insane.
Yeah.
That was insane. Have you ever been to a Black Friday sale?
No, I'm not very claustrophobic. Don't like crowds, a lot of noises. Stuff like that, so
fair enough. Yeah, that scene was so over the top, and also it was almost like zombie apocalyptic, where they're just beating down the door and you're like, okay,
I know. And just and they say lock the door, and then that dumb bitch opens it up,
and then he gets trampled.
The floodgates of hell.
They're like, oh, they're gonna get smashed. I'm like, then why did you lock the doors in the first place if you know you're gonna like unlock them again? Like, why don't, at that point there's no point, just let them in. Like,
I had a fun piece of trivia I was gonna drop and now I forgot it, but I remember there's one country that this movie is released in and it's called Black Friday instead of Thanksgiving.
Because
they don't celebrate Thanksgiving,
they celebrate Black Friday. The only holiday that matters. What is, I don't even know what Thanksgiving is.
I forget. It was a weird country too.
I think I saw that too, because I was looking up like trivia, fun fact, quotes, because there are so many quotable moments in this movie. None of the quotes were on there, because he had the killer has so many good one-liners.
Yeah.
Because it's just campy and cheesy and fun, which is what they wanted. But it's great. But
So I was reading up on some trivia too, and you know when you're trying to, as an audience member, you're sitting there and you're watching it and you're like, all right, I'm gonna figure out who the fuck this person is based off the body.
Yeah.
So when they got the costume on, you're like, too tall to be Ryan. Short, could be Bobby.
Yeah.
Definitely too thin to be Mitch, the father.
Yeah.
So you're trying to figure it out. But then it kind of fluctuates. And I'm like, all right, now I think there's two killers.
The killer, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, if you know this podcast, you know that there are spoilers. I need to start saying that up front, that there are spoilers. And we will be spoiling it because that's what I like to do. But Patrick Dempsey's character is the killer. He's the sheriff.
Yeah.
But I also think the boyfriend, Ryan, had something to do with it. Because that, everyone's like, oh, he's shorter. I'm like, but I thought he was taller at one point. And he was, like, skinnier like Ryan was.
He was. In the security footage, when he goes through the hallway, he's definitely tall and skinny. Here's the trivia thing.
Okay.
Eli Roth purposely had different actors play the killer throughout the movie so no audience member could figure out who it was via body.
Oh. Yeah. That's smart. But then also confusing.
Very confusing.
And now you're like, wait, are there more killers? And now you're like, there might be a sequel. Who knows?
Because as soon as the credits hit, I was like, very convinced that this movie was created by ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And it was, someone said, I still know what you did last, I know what you did last summer, mm-hmm. Scream,
yep.
Halloween,
mm-hmm.
V for Vendetta,
yep.
And just said, make a movie off Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I swear to God, that's what it was like.
Exactly.
It was like verbatim, so many scenes that were just like.
Yo, it's like the parade scene. I was like, this is very, I know what you did last summer.
100%.
Too down to everything. And it was, well, I love that scene.
Yeah.
I think it's so good. And as soon as I saw it, I hadn't watched the trailer for, not the little like mock trailer that was in the Grindhouse.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. So
it's
hilarious. Didn't watch it. But as soon as I saw the turkey in the costume, I'm like, oh, he's going to die.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think he dies, but I don't remember. Because when I go into a movie, I like to not know anything about it. So I just was trying to avoid all trailers and just go in blind. And I went in blind and, man.
Yeah, I went and saw it last night at 10:15 with my wife and went in blind.
Yeah.
And we were like, what the fuck was that?
Mm-hmm.
And then after today, waking up and thinking about it, yeah, it is bad and great in its own way.
Yeah, it like everyone was like, oh, it's so good, it's so good. I'm like, I think it had its moments that were like good and fun. But overall, I'm like, I don't need to see it again, but it was fun. You know, it's like maybe like a once a year Thanksgiving.
And then they had, what's her name, that famous TikToker in it?
Addison Rae.
Yeah, who was just.
I wanted her to die the whole time.
Yeah, just not good.
She's not good. I was hoping that, you know, since He's All That, because she was in the remake of She's All That, I was hoping that maybe she took some acting classes, and she didn't, and she survived the movie, and that was maybe the most upsetting part.
Yeah, all 89 million followers of hers were like, we won't see the movie if she dies.
I would only see the movie if she died. Just kidding. I wish her the best. But no. But yeah, she should. she. It wasn't good. She wasn't good. Like all of the teen characters, a lot of them were like huge, for being what 17. Like, this kid looks like he's
already in the NFL.
Already in the NFL, and the one kid was Evan. Is that like the one like really big jock kid
who with doesn't the longer
have
hair?
He doesn't have a neck? That guy? Yeah.
He's dating Julia. Florida.
We go to Florida. Let's go. We're going to Florida.
I love how the killer though, he's like, I won't kill the cop or the dad.
Yeah.
But the kids are fucked.
Oh, kids are fucked. But he's also, we also need to talk about like the comedy connection in this.
Yeah.
Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck, Tim?
Right.
Tim, what you doing there? He's just playing a security guard.
Great debut.
Good for him.
And I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed watching him be beheaded.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Was beheaded. You know, he had his little cat.
Yeah.
And he was going who knows where. But
that cat scene was great.
He gets beheaded pretty quick. And then as the killer's dragging him out, he realizes that the cat is there and the cat's like meowing for food.
Mm-hmm.
And he just feeds the cat food and then gives a little pet. I'm like, that's so stupid, but it's so good.
It's so point on though with if you own a cat, you know that like, oh, hey, is he over there? Talking to the cat to see if the killer's over there. And then the cat points its head thinking it's helping him, yet it's not.
Yeah.
It's quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Gets stabbed. And it's exactly what it would do. As soon as you, on like a dog would probably...
Yeah, the dog would be on it. Yeah.
The cat would be like, meow, 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 feed me.
Yeah.
You're dead. Fuck you.
Like, I want food. Yeah. Very on brand for the cat. He also, he got stabbed with electric knife thing.
Yeah. A lot of weird deaths in this.
Which, I mean, I know they wanted more for, like, they wanted things off of the Thanksgiving table. Like, how you would, like, die. I wanted more of that, though, because I feel like they didn't do enough. Because
they had a lot of shock value death.
Oh, yeah. Eli Roth is known for his, like, weird gore, like that.
The one that just didn't add up is the when the lid cut the person in half.
Yeah, that was the first.
How heavy of a lid is that?
That was the first kill with the waitress. He dunked her head in water first. And then stuck her to a freezer, and she stayed. I'm like, okay, how cold is I don't know the science behind that. I know it does, but I don't think it would rip your skin off that much. But I was like, okay, we're with you.
Yeah.
We're getting on silly. We're silly gore where you're like, okay, this is Terrifier level. We got you. And then chases her throughout there.
He grabbed the axe.
Oh, yeah, axe.
Swung it. She pulled off just in time.
And then she, like, makes her way outside. Of course, she...
Where's my fucking keys? Where's my fucking keys?
Oh, my God. Where are my keys? He's in the car. And she starts running straight. I'm like, if there's a car, you run straight, and then you quick, like, at the last second turn, because they can't turn fast enough. But she ran into the trash can, or the big trash can, and then, like, just chopped her in half.
And then he bumped her, and then it fell and cut her in half. Probably the only horror movie that has a Bostonian accent in it.
Kind of, like, but yeah.
Is there another movie out there?
No.
Where they're just a bunch of whining Matt Damons from The Departed?
I don't think I can think of one, but yeah, that's basically...
Like, you remember the scene when Mark Wahlberg fights Matt Damon in The Departed,
mm-hmm.
and he starts fucking screaming? It's exactly what that kid sounded like. That was the jock with the, who got punched in the face.
Yeah.
That started the stampede. It was like, when you go and watch this movie, go... You'll hear it. You'll hear Matt Damon in this scene the whole time.
I'm going to park the car and have it yard.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. It's so good. But it also, like, Patrick Dempsey's character, he had a harsh accent. Yeah. And then it would fade and vanish. And then it would come back. Then it would fade and then it would come back. And I feel like that was everybody's, like, it wasn't throughout the movie. It just was, like, kind of would throw it in here or there.
Yeah, I feel like it was, like, they did the cheaper casting locally, and then brought in people, and then they kind of just threw down on their value vowels real hard.
Yeah.
What? Sexiest man alive, Patrick Dempsey.
I mean, it makes sense. He's not ugly. He's not ugly. His motive for doing all these killings was because in the beginning, when he's going over to...
Mitch's house
to, you know, celebrate Thanksgiving, and Mitch's wife is, like, they're having a secret affair, and she was pregnant.
Preg.
I was like, of course she's pregnant with twins. Oh no.
Yeah.
It was just a single baby as far as we know, but
which they gave it, when you think about it after, you're like, oh, they gave it all away right away.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, kind of like the opening to Halloween when the kid's out front with the mask on and he's breathing and then he enters and kills his sister. It's the exact same opening there. Yeah. But then when they reverse it and you open the door, it's Patrick Dempsey as the cop.
Yeah.
He was breathing in the mask.
Yeah.
So boom, that gives it away. And then obviously the eye fucking as soon as he walks in with her. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, what was it? Like a man who can bake in a uniform, you won't be single for too long.
It's like, well, God, I hope not. I love you. We have a child together. What? Yeah. Crazy. The mask.
Yeah.
The John Carter mask. The simple, that was creepy in itself. But I also love that at the diner, she's like, here, you bought eggs, have a mask.
Yeah.
Like, that. They're giving it out to literally everybody. That's a small town vibe. Obviously, they were going for a small town, but, like, I've never been to a small town where they've been like, we're going to give every single person in this town.
All 64 of you. Here's 64 a mask.
Of you. Everyone gets a mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the very V for Vendetta thing, where everyone had a mask. And it was very, like, just a little bit more color to it than the V. But when she's leaving the diner and she's like, oh, a mask, and walks over. So cheesy, so good.
Like, everybody's wearing it, and then they have the red herring of the new cop in town who's a little bit, you know, he's got some anger issues.
Yeah, that was my first. I was like, that's him.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
he's not even in it.
It's Ryan.
Ryan's not even in the movie.
Yeah.
He vanishes the second half. That's why I'm like, is he working with the killer?
That's what I thought when the phone was live streaming on a monitor, and they find it, and then it cuts to another streaming.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there's two of them.
Yeah.
And then the body differences. I was like, it's Bobby and Ryan. They're going screen two here.
Ooh, that would have been interesting. I also thought, I'm like, they hate each other, but, like, what if it's like a fake hate and they actually, like, I don't know who I wanted the main, I don't, the main character to end up with. I was like, honestly, I think they all should die. At one point, I was like, okay, you know what? I want them to live. I want them to live. And then I'm like, I don't really want everyone to die at this point. Yeah. I want to just see what unique kills.
And what was Ryan's obsession with that gold chain? Notice he wore it with every outfit, even the Thanksgiving costume.
It goes with everything. It goes, you know, it's his style. He can't take it off.
Yeah.
Did you ever wear a gold chain?
I have a few.
Okay. But I feel like when you're a guy, when you like, that's like a very like high school thing. Like, yeah. I think my brother wore one all through high school, and he's never worn one since.
No,
because he grew up. I don't know.
Yeah. Now I just have them for like, if I have to. I'll add it for a character for a self-tape or something.
Yeah.
Other than that, I feel weird wearing it.
Yeah. It's because, again, you grew up. Yeah. You're an adult now.
Yeah,
you're
this is my only jewelry. Yeah,
hey, that's good because you're married. But Kathleen, she's just a bitch the whole time. She just wants her husband, who owns this store, to, like, open it again on Black Friday despite all these people dying a year ago, which also this is also what I wanted to talk about, because I'm jumping around now. The kill, the last kill we didn't talk about, was in Black Friday with the shopping cart.
Yeah.
When
that was
the wife,
yeah.
Yeah. Someone hit her with a shopping cart. Her neck snapped. Then her hair got caught in the shopping cart and then ripped her hair out and scalped her.
Yeah, scalped her. He loves a good scalping.
Everybody loves a good scalping.
Which is a perfect transition to Bear Jew.
The Bear Jew.
Yeah.
Fucking Bear Jew.
Fucking Teddy fucking ball game.
Let's fucking go, the Bear Jew. Eli Roth, we want more of that.
Yeah.
We want more of that.
I was hoping Eli Roth made a cameo.
That'd be awesome. I'm like, why not? Have someone killed.
Usually he does.
Be killed off in something.
There was a couple Easter eggs, like the writer, what was his name? Rendell?
Yeah.
The oven company name is Rendell.
Oh, okay.
When Kathleen is getting baked.
That's what I wanted to talk about next. Yep. Yeah. That's that scene that...
which is in the trailer in Death Proof. Is
okay.
They have everyone tied up around the table, and then they have a girl as the turkey.
So good.
So they use
good.
That again.
They... So she wakes up because they like kidnap her. He's putting, you know,
olive oil,
butter, olive oil garnishes in her toes.
Thick salt crystals.
Thick salt, but and just putting every, you know, making sure there's little things in between her toes and whatnot. And then they go on this little cat and mouse chase throughout the building. But the whole time they're like maybe 5 feet apart from each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you not see her? And what I realize is that, like, oh, it's because she's also kind of the villain in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she went so far. Because she knows how to think like the villain. And he's obviously the villain. So
incredible control, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. An oily, damp, wet brush gently from toe to head.
Mm-mm. Over your mouth, too, and the nose. I was like, I would have been throwing up. I don't know.
Because wiggling.
God. Mm-mm. Nope. And, but he finds her, and he shoves her in the oven.
Yeah.
And that is the worst. No, I don't want, nope. If that happened to me, that would be, honestly, one of the worst things that could happen to you, in my opinion.
Oh, the worst way to die is probably being baked to death.
Yeah, it's not. And then he puts the little turkey thing in her to make sure that she's I don't know if you've ever seen American Horror Story 1984. Okay, there's a scene like that, and I can't watch that either. Like, it's just, I just skip over it. I know it's coming every during that episode. I'm like, nope, I'm just gonna skip like the 10 minutes, and then it's brutal. But you know, hey, she dies in there, and they have all the kids around the table because, you know, there's a place setting for each of them.
Yeah.
I love that the killer was like, I'm going to take Instagram pictures and send it to them and be like, oh my God, there's a place card for all of us at the table. Or like, okay.
Well, how quick they threw it away.
Yep.
Like 7 of them at once. Ping. Look it up. They're all tagged in some crazy post and they're like, oh, whatever. And they just move on.
Yeah.
Like, what? And then 40 minutes later, they zoom in. They're like, oh, look at our names are everywhere.
That's weird. Maybe we should have looked closer the first time. We're all tagged. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. It was giving Pretty Little Liars.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, this is a lot. Yeah. I love that. But okay.
Yeah, he paid homage to almost every movie
he
made.
He really was like, we're going to make this as campy as possible. And he did it. He did it. So they're all at the table. The dad, the jock, Addison Rae, the main girl. And again, Ryan's nowhere to be found.
Nope.
Nowhere to be found. But they reveal, they take off the blanket to reveal, or the sheet to reveal, uh-oh, Kathleen without a head. And she's ready for, everyone's ready to feast.
Yeah.
Dig in. And that's where I wish IMDb had the quotes updated.
Because
he has this, the killer has the voice modulator, and he's just ripping one-liners. And they're dad jokes, but they're pretty good.
It's also hilarious that he's doing like a fucking, like an Apple presentation.
Yeah. he's got the headset. You're like, okay.
Like you're in pretty close quarters with everyone.
Like you can still hear modulator.
Yeah.
It's not. And then the modulator is like Scream.
Yeah.
And it's Patrick, who was in Scream 3.
Yeah.
So it's like those connections.
So
I'm like,
many.
See it. And they kept saying, I'll be right back. And I was like, uh-oh. They're not coming back. Oh, God.
I never understood why he killed the diner lady. She's in the riot scene.
Yeah.
But, like, she didn't really do anything that bad as to the other 300 people that were raiding, you know?
Yeah, and it's not like Tim Dillon's character, the security guard, like, he ran away, but it's not like he was going to be much help anyways.
Yeah.
So, like,
he's picking and choosing who he wanted to kill.
Yeah. But he still didn't. He didn't finish the job.
Yeah.
He felt like he had to, towards the end, you know, they get Julia. They go to, oh my God, Julia's death. That was gnarly, too.
Did she die, though? Because I thought she was in the fridge in that plastic wrap.
No, that was a cheerleader.
Oh, the one on the trampoline?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was dead.
No. So, the trampoline death, too.
Yeah.
There's so many good kills in this that are just chaotic, but that one.
What cheerleader?
The guy who you're like, oh, fuck you. Like, that guy, the riot guy.
Oh, his girlfriend.
Guy, his girlfriend. Yeah. So, she pulls him out because he's like a coach or something. He's coaching or like their
personal trainer.
Yeah. And she's like, come here, I want to show you something. And then they go to like, you know, the gym, and she has a trampoline set up
with the
perfect spotlight. I'm like, where are you? How did you get this trampoline in there? So many, you know, whatever, hey, we're just gonna go with
coordinated
it,
coordinated perfectly.
She's like sit there, I'm gonna show you, I'm gonna do a strip tease on the trampoline. She starts doing flips and shit and starts slowly like taking off her underwear, taking off, and then the killer, you know, comes behind the guy, snaps his neck and like, but like twists it around so it's facing the wrong way. But she doesn't see, because why would she? She's doing flips. And then the killer somehow, again, there has to be two at this point, because how did the other killer get under the trampoline? How did he get under the trampoline so fast?
Yeah, without making a noise.
Without making a single noise, she comes down and he puts the knife through it, just right in the foot. And that, ooh, but she can't stop bouncing. So he's just stabbing her repeatedly left and right and left and right. And she's like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
So the trailer from the Death Proof has the same exact scene, but in that one she pulls her top off, and then when she turns around to pull off her underwear, he just like, I think, cuts his neck or something, and then he goes under the trampoline and puts the knife through, and she does a split and lands vagina first on the knife, and then it goes Thanksgiving. You gotta watch that trailer. It's hilarious because after every death, it's like Thanksgiving.
I mean, that is Thanksgiving. There will be no leftovers, but there were a lot.
Yeah,
there were a lot.
A lot.
There were a lot. Yeah. But that final reveal with Patrick and Jessica in the office.
Yeah, what do you call those things that were on his shoe? Are those bunny tails?
No. I don't know the actual term, but
horse tails?
I know that. I think they're called just burrs. I think they're called burrs, they're like little pricklies that hang on. Yeah, they are, and they like hang onto your fabric, and then they, you know, you take them off, but then they like they're like seed, they're seed pods developed to like, you know, spread.
On a killer.
Spread, yeah, yeah, and that's how the killer got, you know, revealed, was that he had those on his ankles, and she's like, oh my god,
he ate his own words.
Yeah,
it's the small details that give away the killer.
Mm-hmm. He was really like, I am the killer to her the whole time.
Yeah,
like, it's me, thank you for your help, you have been helping me so much, you gotta pay attention.
Yeah.
And then she did, and that bit him in the ass.
I did. They were laying it out there for us the whole movie.
Yeah, which I mean, it worked. I think it worked.
Julia.
Her dad pulls her out of school, was like, Julia, we're going to Florida.
Another chain,
you know? And they go to, again, all these kids are just rich as shit.
Rich and yoked.
They go back to the house, and she's packing, and she's like FaceTiming her friends, whatever. She's like, Dad, is that you? You know, what is that? I'm hearing you, Dad. And then, you know, he, of course, gets knocked out by the killer. And so she starts, you know, as you do when you're FaceTiming your boyfriend, you clean your ears, a little cotton swab, you know,
yeah.
Clean your ears. And, but the killer takes the corn on the cob, things.
What are those things called?
Stebby. The little.
It's like miniature corn.
Holders.
Corn holders
with the little. I don't know. That sounds wrong, but we're gonna go with that. And stabs them in her ears. Oh, ouch! And now she can't hear.
Nope.
Now she can't hear, and now she's disoriented. But she can't. The thing that bothered me is that she all of a sudden her legs couldn't work, and she fell and couldn't get back up.
Oh, when she was crawling.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, get up. I like, your ears hurt, but like, I think you can still, like, I know you'd be kind of disoriented, but like,
yeah,
you can still walk. Your legs are fine. You didn't cut your Achilles tendon. Like, get up.
Mm-hmm.
Her friends are, of course, still on FaceTime. Ooh, the whole thing knocks over. Still on FaceTime. They get there within seconds.
Yeah,
I'm like, they were not that close. They like are like, we're gonna save you, and then Julia's being like, you know, like at knife point with the killer, and they're like, we don't know what to do. Of course, you know, her boyfriend doesn't have the safety on. No, he has a safety on.
Yeah,
with the gun that they just got, and that can't figure out how to work the fucking gun, and then the killer shoves her on the what are those called,
the saw blade.
And
perfect kill room setup because they're remodeling, so full plastic, very Dexter.
Yeah, and just and it's, hey, easy cleanup, you know.
Yeah,
but that just, he just drops her on there, and then her boyfriend's like trying to get her off. I'm like, she's gone, she's dead.
He's like, what do I do?
I don't You don't do anything.
But like, the fact that he's fucking standing right there and then throws her, and then they're on the second story, right?
Yeah.
So he has to get out of this house and away, and no one.
Yeah.
A quick cut to somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right after the holding of her dying in his arms.
It doesn't.
Like, Jess, fucking go run.
There's,
go chase him.
But she's frozen in fear. Her friend just died. See, logically, we'd be like, oh, we'd run. But, like, we also, you just saw someone get sawed in half. But that was now her second.
Well, she's seen a lot of death at this point.
At this point. So, like, she should be used to it and just so numb that she just can't. Yeah. Come on, Jessica. Get up with the program. Any final thoughts about the movie?
After talking about it, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's great. A lot of fun puns.
So many fun puns.
So much homage paid to some of the greatest movies made.
Yeah.
And being from Rhode Island, very biased on the Bostonian accents. Mm-hmm. Like, no one could say fuck better than someone saying fuck.
Fuck. That's so good.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck. No. I lost it. Never mind. I'm not going to try.
Well, yeah. 1 out of 10, I would give it a 7.6.
7.6.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went in blind. I knew this was going to be silly. It was going to be weird, but I was pleasantly surprised at times because there were a few jump scares that got me.
Yeah.
The kills were gnarly. I wanted more. I wanted more. Like,
yeah.
The ending, I feel like, didn't. I know they might have been setting up for a sequel, but it just felt like they kind of dropped the ball at the end. Was wondering where half the characters were half the time.
Yeah.
I feel like if they would have, like, just had the one, the main character just be single and be only have Bobby and not have Ryan, I think one of them wasn't needed.
Yeah.
It didn't really help anything. Overall, I think a solid 6.
Yeah.
It was really fun. But there was one really good jump scare that got me. And I was like, whoo! I was like, nice. Okay, good job. There was some gore, like gnarly, like the face ripping. Not bad, Eli. Not bad.
In the trailer he did for Death Proof, they had a hilarious thing that he would take a knife and stab it into a turkey, like a regular turkey, and then it would start gushing blood. And then they would stamp the title Thanksgiving, and then it'd be Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
I think they're setting us up for a sequel.
That'd be cool.
Ryan is going to be the killer in that one.
That'd be cool. Because in the end, they kind of set it up like...
Yeah, Bobby saved him, but Bobby also cock-blocked him.
Mm-hmm.
Little Levi Schreiber type situation.
Exactly.
A little misdirection.
Their whole interaction also was just great. I'll just throw this out there. My favorite moment that sticks out is when after Addison Rae and the big jock get kidnapped, Bobby puts his coat over Jessica and Ryan goes in to hug her and knocks off the coat before hugging
hilarious.
Her. So good.
Pushes it off.
Yeah. It's such a, there's so many fun, like it's a lot funnier than you would expect. And I honestly, even the horrifying moments are funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was really well-rounded.
It's a great comedy.
It was great. It was wonderful. It was great. Honestly, I think it's more comedy than anything.
For sure.
Eli Roth, you did good. You did good.
You did good, buddy.
You did good, buddy. You did good. Put us in the next movie.
Yeah.
Kill us.
This is our audition tape.
This is our audition tape. What do you think? I promise you I'll work on my Bostonian accent. I'll work on it. It'll
fuck
be better.
Fuck you.
Fuck. No.
You had it the second time. Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck you. Now I'll work on it. Also, the whole episode's just us saying fack.
Yeah.
Fack you.
At the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Fack you. Hell yeah. Well, yep. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Where can the people find you?
I'm only on Instagram at Patrick Shattuck. Check out some of my clips. I just played a Russian gangster on Magnum PI. So
it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I auditioned for the role to play Julia's dad but lost. So maybe next round.
Hey. I mean, well, she's not alive anymore.
Yeah.
But hey, she could have a sister.
She could.
And there we go. Yeah. That'll be great. But thank you so much. And thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find them at filmcraftla.com. or on Instagram at FilmCraftLA. And also thank you to Fangoria.
Yeah.
The best. We love Fangoria. If you want a copy of Fangoria magazine, you can get 25% off with Katie Afraidy 25. Ooh, fun. Make sure to like, subscribe, review, all that jazz. Follow both of us. You know where to follow us. Katie Afraidy on all socials. And guys, I always like to leave with some shitty advice about the movie, like life advice, but from the movie.
Whenever you're leaving a group, always say, I'll be right back.
Exactly.
Or if you're trying to kill someone, trick them into meeting you at Best Buy midnight this Thanksgiving.
Be there or be square. But guys, we'll see you next time. Stay spooky.
It is going to be a very happy Thanksgiving.